Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. It is Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. We got a lot to talk about today. This is our last show that is live before 4th of July. Tomorrow we're going to have a best of show that's put together. So today we're going to want to talk to you, the public. You know, we said many times on this show, Alex says it all the time, you are the resistance. Well, there's a lot that should be resisted right now that the government is doing. And so I want to hear from you and find out exactly what your plans are to do either tomorrow or in the near future. Pick a scandal. Do something about it. Do something locally. Everything doesn't come out of just Washington. There's a lot that can be done locally. We've got stories here about people working in Florida to get rid of red light cameras. I mean, you can start at that low a level. Work your way up. It doesn't have to start at the top. We have so many things that are going on in Washington and have been going on in Washington. And I think when we look at the Declaration of Independence, we see an echo of what is going on today. Much of this, much of what they were complaining about, the multiplication of offices to harass the people and eat out their substance. And they go down and they list these things. We're going to talk about that. The different things that the government is doing now, essentially the same things they did then. The difference is that we have technology today that makes what the government does much more dangerous, much more comprehensive, much more difficult even to detect. And we have a government that believes that it should do everything in secret. You know, secret courts were struck down after the Star Chamber, and even the Fifth Amendment is a reaction to the Star Chamber that they had in England. It was a memory of people. They understood how tyranny worked. We have become complacent. We don't believe that it can happen here, but we have an article that we're going to be going over that we have intelligence people who have talked about exactly what is happening now, the patterns that are established. People who were with the East German Stasi say they would love to have this kind of technology at their hands in those days. And we got people who've been warning about it for 40 years, this article we got coming up. But in this segment, I want to talk about first, before we get on to domestic news, what's going on in Egypt? And we've got an article up on Infowars.com from Paul Joseph Watson. Egyptian protesters are blaming Obama for the Morsi dictatorship. And it's pretty amazing when you look at this. If you've got the monitor there, if you go to our website, you need to look at the collection of pictures of what people are holding up there. I'll read some of these out for the radio audience here. Wake up, America. Obama backs up a fascist regime in Egypt. The next one, Obama supports terrorism. Hey, Rachel Maddow, you know, that's the Egyptian people who are living under this understand what's going on. They disagree with you. You know, you criticized Alex Jones because he talked about how the American government, not just Obama, but Bush as well, established the Mujahideen, which turned into Al-Qaeda, how we're arming them, how we're providing for their financial benefits with the poppy seed trade in Afghanistan. That's how they fund their terrorism, and we've been conducting terrorism abroad quite a bit. And so when they fund these dictatorships, when they fund Al-Qaeda to take over Libya, yeah, Obama is supporting terrorism for sure. He's doing it in Syria as well. The next one, Obama supports dictator Morsi. We know what you did last summer. Go home to Obama Island. It's really amazing. There's even a picture here comparing how Morsi's logo looks exactly like Obama's 08 logo. And then there's a long sign here from one guy. He says, from Tahrir Square to the U.S. media and the Muslim Brotherhood. Obama, you jerk. Muslim brothers are killing Egyptians, so how come they can guarantee you the security of Israel? Exactly. All we are doing with our foreign policy is fomenting war and death all over the globe. We're not providing security or safety for anybody. We're going to be right back, so stay tuned. It's an exciting show today.
Hello, I'm Al. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It's Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, our questions are going to be for you, really, today. We want to know what you're going to do to resist tyranny. You know, our country celebrates the Declaration of Independence tomorrow. We have fireworks that celebrate how we fought for that independence, how we won that independence. It's not given to us. You know, it was Jefferson writing to Lafayette. He said, we are not to expect to be translated from a state of despotism to a state of liberty on a feather bed. Something has to be done about that. Now, we all enjoy the time that we have with our families, a vacation time. While you're doing that, you need to be thinking about what you're going to do about the kinds of abuses of power, the abuses of authority that we see increasing and accelerating and multiplying out of Washington. And so we're going to talk to you about that. We know that there are some people who have some plans. We've got a press release that we're going to be talking about restoring the Fourth Amendment. It's going to be rallies all over the country on the 4th of July to reestablish the Fourth Amendment. There are going to be some rallies coming up in the middle of July talking about jobs and how that's going to be impacted by the proposed immigration bill. So a lot of people have picked issues. The one about protecting the 4th on the 4th of July is a really good one. That's coming up tomorrow. So we're going to talk about that. You can see where that's going to be happening in your area. If you're involved with that, we want you to let us know about that. But one of the things that has bothered me in the past on the 4th of July, and it's why we're not going to be going to any 4th of July fireworks with my family. Last time we went, it was just such an oppressive police state. I mean, the dissonance there about getting together on a day to celebrate your freedom and independence, and instead you're surrounded by an army of cops. We went to a very small town to see a fireworks display, and we just could not believe the number of cop cars that were there. I didn't know that small town had that many cop cars. And it wasn't just cops. They had other people in kind of quasi-military uniforms with guns on. And they were just walking around like, as Alex would say, sticking their jaws out, sticking out their chest. They were just looking for something to do, watching all of us to see if we were going to violate some rule of theirs. It was just pathetic. I've never seen anything like it. I don't want to go to a public celebration like that because of that kind of attitude. Out of Ohio, we've got an article on InfoWars from Anthony Gucciardi. An Ohio city is banning fireworks, drinks, grills, and enacts a mandatory bag search for the 4th of July. And listen to this. The following rules will be in effect at Lakewood Park on the 4th of July. All generators, propane, and gas-fueled grills are prohibited. All tents and shelters are prohibited. You know how dangerous tents and shelters are. Police will be conducting searches of bags and coolers for reasons of public safety. No alcoholic beverages are permitted at any time throughout the year. No personal fireworks. This includes novelty fireworks like sparklers. No dogs or pets of any kind. And the skate park, tennis courts, and basketball courts will be closed. So, it's basically, is there anything you can do there? And I'm sure they will have an army of police bugging their eyes out at everybody there to see if they're going to violate any rules. And, here in Texas, around Austin, they've announced that it's going to be a no-refusal weekend. Yes, to celebrate our freedoms, the police are going to be pulling people over and demanding to draw blood from you. And if you don't, they'll just get brutal, and they'll do it anyway. They're not going to take a refusal. So if you insist on your Fourth Amendment rights and you say that you're going to refuse that, just understand that these are people. What we have here is really a standing army, isn't it? We have a standing army of cops. Sheriffs are elected, but the police chiefs are not elected, and they're there to enforce policy. No matter how arbitrary that policy is, no matter how capricious it is enforced, they're going to do that. And we've got a couple of stories here today. As a matter of fact, we've got a video coming up here. This happened just this last weekend, and it was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the military was conducting an unannounced drill, as they're doing more and more frequently here, drilling in the U.S. cities. Why? Because that they practice where they're actually going to be doing things. As one military expert who was questioned about why they're doing all these military drills in the city said, well, if you're going to conduct operations in the mountains, you practice in the mountains. If you're going to do it at the beach, you practice at the beach. And he just left it there, right? And, of course, they're not doing this for urban warfare in other countries because I don't think they expect that they're going to have the cooperation and support of the police when they invade, let's say, Syria or Iran. So this is clearly something that they're setting up for domestic use. They're buying massive amounts of ammunition. And here in Ohio... In Charlotte, they have a military drill going, and this fellow starts to film it. And take a look at this video. He sees a couple of helicopters that are coming down, so he starts filming it. And we've reduced this. So if you go to see this video, it's probably about 15, 16 minutes. We've reduced it to about a minute and a half. And they're about to land here. The helicopters are coming down. And once they land, troops are going to jump out, take positions around the helicopter and conduct this drill. And then he's got a officer who comes over to him at about the 13-minute point, which we're going to skip to. And this officer has been telling him that he needs to leave because it's not safe. And he says, I have a right to be here. It's a public area. Here it is. It's coming up. There's a couple of more helicopters still up in the air. So there's several helicopters on the ground, still more helicopters in the air. It's a fairly large
and I'm asking
here he is. He's talking now.
Please exit the area for safety, and he's refusing to do so.
I
I'm breaking no laws.
All right, you just go ahead and go.
I'm breaking no laws.
I'm trespassing at this time.
Yes, I am not. This is public-owned property, and I am not trespassing.
Sir, look, I'm asking you to leave.
There's a cop.
And
this
what law
cop.
Am I violating by standing
sir,
here?
You're trespassing.
This is public property.
This is city property.
This is city property owned by the public, and I'm breaking no laws.
All right, well, now, I'm telling you to leave.
Why is that?
I'm telling you to leave.
And give me a reason for that.
13-5, 13-5, 25 down here.
Give me a reason.
Hey, wait.
Now he takes him down.
Doing?
He's not going to give him a reason.
Really?
The only reason he has is...
No law.
You asked me what? We need public property?
It is. This place is permitted out for our use.
It's not private. You do not take property.
Okay.
Hey,
what happens with this video is it goes on, the cop roughs him up, and he takes his camera out, and he throws it on the ground, evidently trying to break it so they couldn't have a record of what had just happened. And you can hear the guy say, "Are you serious? Why are you throwing my camera on the ground?" And you can just see the camera staring at the sky at that point. But basically what was happening in that video is first the military guy comes over and says, "You got to leave the area." He says, "It's a public area." And the military guy says, "Well, it's dangerous for you to be here." Well, here's my question. If it's dangerous for civilians, if it's dangerous for the public to be in a public area like that because of what the military is doing, then why is the military doing that? Why don't they practice somewhere where they are not going to be endangering the public in the first place? The public has every much a right to be there, as does the military. But, of course, this is a man in uniform. And in the USA today, you're supposed to do anything anyone in a uniform tells you to do. And if you don't, they're going to get rough with you. So he doesn't listen to the military guy. The military guy calls a cop over, and basically the cop says, "You have to leave." He says, "Why?" He says, "You're in the way of this." And they talk about it being a public. He says, "This is a public area. You've got to go." "It's a public area. I have a right to be here." And so then he just starts throwing him around and arresting him. We see this happening over and over again. And this is something that's probably, hopefully this guy will sue them for false arrest. We see this happening in many, many jurisdictions. And the amount of money that is going out from different city locations is just amazing. Because they never punish the police. Even when they do something really egregious. We had the video yesterday that I'm sure you saw that... The fellow who was filming the cops doing an exercise, and once he complied with them, they came over and got rough with him. And then the dog that he had put, that he was walking with him, that jumped out of the car to protect him, and the cop just shoots the dog. It's just absolutely amazing what they do. And if you see the video, the cop is not being threatened at all by the dog. But we have other cases here that just broke out. We have a Zerbe family. Just won $6.5 million because they had a son who was killed because he had a nozzle in his hand. That's right. The neighbors thought that he had a pistol, but he had a garden hose nozzle in his hand. The police came up and started giving him orders. He didn't immediately comply because he wasn't sure what they were asking. And they just opened fire because they thought that he was pointing that nozzle at them. And they killed him, and the family won $6.5 million award. The mother says the money doesn't bring my son back, which is all we wanted. And it also, the judgment also does not take these cops who did that out of service. And the police department is absolutely unrepentant on it. This is what the Long Beach police chief Jim McDonald said. He was in court for the verdict, and he was disappointed by the decision. You know, they had every right to shoot somebody who pointed a garden hose nozzle at them. Their actions, we believe, were an immediate defense of their life, talking about the cops. He said, "That's the way we judge, based on the circumstances known to them at the time." You see, if the police feel at all threatened, they feel that they can shoot you, their slaves. They can do anything to you. We had the case just about a week and a half ago, about the young lady who was autistic, 11-year-old girl that was autistic, found wandering down the highway, and she was tasered by a police officer. Now hang on, because at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a great rant from Gerald Celente about the state of America, and you don't want to miss that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. It is Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. Now, before we get started, I want to give a plug here to one of our sponsors who helps keep this operation going, and that's Infidel Body Armor. InfidelBodyArmor.com stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47, M4, 3060, 308, and more. And it is available at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's 888-608-6605. Infidel Body Armor. That stuff is solid. I mean, it keeps taking the hits. Now, we were just talking before the break about a police judgment where they got $6.5 million for the wrongful death of a man who is merely holding a garden nozzle. We have another one coming out of Hawthorne Police Department, paid $1 million to settle a lawsuit in which it was alleged that a man was kicked in the face while handcuffed, then falsely prosecuted along with his wife to cover up the brutality. So we've got a lot of police brutality, a lot of things that the police are doing that they never get disciplined for, they never get thrown out. But we have a report here from a good cop who got up at a city council meeting and talked about an upcoming legislation that they were proposing. And listen to what he has to say. His name is Aaron Weiss, an Iraq combat vet and a law enforcement officer.
Hello. My name is Aaron Weiss, and I live in the town of Poughkeepsie. I'm a combat veteran of Iraq, and I'm also a law enforcement officer. I attended the Public Safety Committee's last meeting in regards to this resolution, but I didn't say anything because I wanted to hear what everyone else had to say. And I heard some shocking things from some people and some legislators. They said that it took a lot of courage to pass this SAFE Act. Apparently, my definition of courage differs from yours. You see, if it was really so courageous a bill and it took so much courage to pass it, then why was it done in the middle of the night when no one could see it or read it? That's not courage. That's a mafia-style sit-down to divvy up what's good for the bosses. Courage is taking the right and true course of action, not the politically expedient one. And anyone who is proud of this law must also be proud of the Patriot Act, the TSA, imprisoning Japanese citizens in World War II, since all these actions were spurred on by emotional fear and rammed through in the name of public safety. Another issue is the insistence of certain people to stand on the graves of dead children and challenge those that disagree to say it to the parents' faces. Well, I, for one, will pick up that gauntlet. First off, why is dead children your battle cry? You didn't say anything about the hundreds of Chicago children being killed, and for some reason you only scream when it happens to wealthy white ones. And yes, I will say to anyone's face, my right is more important than your dead, because I fought for it firsthand. I washed the blood of my friends out of my Humvee, and I picked up their mangled bodies, and I fought day in and day out. I did more things that you people can't imagine. So yeah, my right trumps your dead. I earned it in blood. I gave up a lot for this country, including my youth, and better men than me gave up a whole lot more, so that all you, myself included, could enjoy the rights that are guaranteed to us in our Constitution and Bill of Rights. And we didn't go through all that to come back home and watch the surrender of what we fought for happen based on the demented actions of a couple madmen. So in closing, I would like to address specifically the legislators we all know who are going to vote against this resolution. I understand you will vote against this resolution based on some misguided sense of the public good. However, as a law enforcement officer, I'm curious to know about your true resolve. Since voting to take away someone's rights is totally different than being asked to enforce it, I want you to consider this. If you support the SAFE Act so wholeheartedly, are you willing to stand with law enforcement members and lead from the front to enforcement? And what I mean by that is if a constituent of yours feels so alienated by this law and the manner in which it was passed that they refuse to comply with it, are you willing to stack up on their front door and go in first? I bet if a clause was in this bill that required you, the elected leadership, our elected leaders, to go in the door first, I bet you would not be so steadfast.
And listen to this. What you don't hear at the very end of that video is that the people he was addressing there, the government officials who are proposing this gun confiscation plan, they wanted everybody to stop clapping. They really wanted to quiet that down pretty quickly. But he brings up a point. He fought, others fought for our liberties. They put their lives on the line. And yet we're told that all they have to do today is just scare us with a possibility that we might not be safe if they don't take this away from us or that away from us or deny us of our Fourth Amendment protections or put their hands all over our bodies. We're told that they have to do that so that we can be safe. I'm reminded of that series that you see on YouTube, How It Should Have Ended. I guess that's how it should have ended in World War II. I guess they should have had a parade of all of Hitler's weapons, and we should have all looked at that and said, wow, you know, for our safety, I guess we ought to just give up and throw down and let him take over the country because, you know, we could all get hurt. That wasn't the way this country has run before, but people are all too willing to do that. Stick around. We're going to hear what Gerald Celente thinks about America in the next section coming right up. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex while he takes some very important time to spend with his family. You know, if we don't have strong families, we are not going to have a strong country. So make sure you take some time with your family this 4th of July weekend. But we also want you to think about what you're going to do to take this country back. We're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence. We're going to talk about the militia with Dr. Edwin Vieira in our third hour. And he has 4 degrees from Harvard. He's had 36 years of practicing law, specializing in constitutional law. He's argued before the Supreme Court, and he has written many books. And the most recent book that he's written is The Sword and Sovereignty. It's about the right to keep and bear arms. And from the reviews on Amazon.com, a couple of them say, this is Dr. Vieira's magnum opus about constitutional militia. Another one says, ideas that I believe will scare the living daylights out of liberals. It'll scare the liberals. It'll also scare the government. But it is the Constitution. And he has a very different take on the Second Amendment. He has some important things to say about that. Well, this last week we had Gerald Celente in the studios here. It was a pleasure to meet him. I've watched him many, many times, interviewed him once. And a great guy. And he came in because he's going to be in Alex's next documentary, which we're now filming parts of. And as part of that interview,
Gerald really got into it. He got very emotional. I could hear it down the hall. I didn't hear it, so I'm anxious to hear this cut that we've got from it. But I want you to hear what Gerald Celente has to say about the state of our country. It was very, very passionate, and I'm really anxious to hear this. And after this, we're going to be taking your calls, and the number is 800-259-9231. And we want to know what you're going to do to resist what's being done to us by our government unconstitutionally. Here's that clip from Gerald.
What's the solution? There are solutions. And the first solution is to remember and understand and look at what we got, how we got here, and where we're going. It doesn't take a trend forecaster to figure it out. We need a new direction and a new path. And what I want to do is begin with restoring America. I know, the country wasn't great. We've had problems with slavery, and they were real. And discrimination, they're real. There were a lot of problems. They slaughtered the Indians. I know. But our ancestors came here also because it was the freest nation on earth. It was the nation where anybody from any level, from any country, any nationality could start at the bottom and go to the top. Now the rug's pulled out from us. The top is only for the 1%. There were great things about America. This was the land of quality. This was a country that nations around the world wanted to emulate for the freedoms that we the people had, that our founding fathers fought for. It wasn't just about money and the mafia controlling everything. I want to see a restoration of America. Restore America. Look at our cities. Look at Detroit. Look at Camden and Trenton. Look at East St. Louis. Look at Oakland. Look around the country. One great city declining after another. After our presidents, one after another, sold us out. The raping of our constitutional rights and the dissemination of all the laws that would have protected us from cheap labor, stealing all our jobs, taking down the trade barriers, sending our jobs overseas to communist China. When I was a kid, oh man, they hated communist China until we started doing business. Bring home the jobs, bring home the troops, rebuild America, and restore the nation with the principles of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. So how do we restore America? How do we bring it back to its greatness? All right, number one, has to start with grassroots. Has to start with you. You're the first root to build yourself spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And I don't mean in a religious sense. Morality, the golden rule. Number two, buy local. Everything that you can. Number three, break the chains. They gave them a name, chain stores. They got you. Don't continue to support the corrupt systems. We need a new way. And the new way is the moral way. It's simple. It's as old as the Bible. It's as old as anything that you want to read or believe in. It's called the Golden Rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, I was in Germany, opening up the Trends Journal, a German edition. It was in 2012. I was in Berlin. And as I looked at Berlin, I realized that before it was bombed out, it was probably grander than Paris. Wide boulevards. No building, probably over 14 stories, so sun was shining in everywhere. Sidewalks wide enough for cafe tables, 4 or 5 deep. People walking and to bicycle. You take walk a couple of blocks, there's greenery around everywhere. A beautifully laid out city. And I'm thinking to myself, the Germans, how did this happen? The 1930s, the Germans were at the height of Western civilization. culturally, philosophically, scientifically. I'm thinking of the German names, Bach, Beethoven, Goethe, Wagner, Einstein, Marlene Dietrich, Fritz Lang. The Germans, highly educated, sophisticated people. I said to myself, as I'm looking at these buildings, a grand building from maybe 1880, and then all new construction from bombed out World War II Germany. And then another old building. And everywhere I look, the same thing, an old building like bookends, and new building between. I said, how could the Germans let a two-bit freak like Hitler destroy their country? Everything that took thousands of years to build was now destroyed and will never be the same. Hitler, a guy that Charlie Chaplin played better than he did, a cartoon character. And I thought to myself, I'm of Italian descent. Look at Mussolini. Look at the Italians. I mean, not for nothing. Da Vinci, Puccini, Verdi, Caruso. The names go on and on. How could they let a freak like Mussolini destroy their country? I said, what is it in the human spirit that allows this to happen? And I was down in Chile. You may have read the story. I talked about it on the air in 2010. I was looking to get out of here. I had enough of this crap in this country. I had enough of my rights being robbed from me. I'm tired of my money being stolen from me. Like people like John the Slime Corzine of MF Global. I'm tired of being taxed to the hilt while the big corporations get a free ride and these phony non-for-profits keep ripping off the system. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the nation going to war as people are starving. I'm tired of people that worked all their lives losing their homes because they can't pay their taxes. I'm ready to get out of here. I was down in Uruguay and in Argentina, ready to leave. And when I came back on April 23rd, I realized you can't run away. There are two-bit freaks everywhere. Name the country. Hey, you got one over there in France, Hollande. Hey, how about Cameron? Or do you like Blair before him? Or do you like Sarkozy? Name the country you got your freak. This is my country. And no two-bit freak is going to run me out. If they want to, they could come and talk to me man to man. I'm staying. This is a country that my grandparents came to. This is my America. And I'm putting my money and my heart and my mind in what I believe could be the second American Revolution. That's why I bought the 1750 Franz Rogan House, the 1774 Academy, and the 1763 Dr. Jensen House, that are situated on the most historic corner in the United States of America, in colonial Kingston, New York, the first capital of New York State, the place that had its roots in the Revolution. It was burnt down by the British in 1777 and restored. And a key place, not only for the Revolution, but helping to build and rebuild America. If we had the first American Revolution with part of its roots there, we can have the second American Revolution. A revolution of the heart and the mind and the spirit and morality. Something that doesn't exist when you send drones to kill innocent people. When you allow banks to rob your savings and take your home and put you on the street. A morality that doesn't exist when they make up names like austerity measures to rob your money, raise your taxes, take your pensions and benefits away and give them to the banksters. A morality that doesn't exist in a country that used to be the beacon of capitalism. Nothing wrong with capitalism. This ain't it. It's fascism. Too big to fail. Four words that killed America. Too big to fail? Could you imagine the founding fathers buying that one? And just think of Washington, what he said about not becoming involved in foreign entanglements. Read the quotes from Madison and Jefferson, warning us in even using the terms of the money changers, the bankers, and the central banks robbing us. Generation after generation. I want to go back to what the founding fathers believed in. What the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was about. I want to go back to the country that my ancestors came to so they can make their way and make a place in America. I've had enough of the multinationals and I've had enough of the mafia. That's right, the mafia. The Republican and Democratic mafia telling me how to think, what I should believe, taking my money, and if I was not courageous enough to stop them, to take my life. And that's why I'm taking you to the most historic four corners in the United States, Colonial Kingston, to begin the restoration of America and to start the second American Revolution. And not one of blood, not one of armies, not one of violence, but one of the heart, one of the spirit, and one of the mind. One that our founding fathers fought for. That's ingrained in the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. That the Constitution grants us our freedoms of speech. Our second, third, fourth, and fifth amendment rights that are all being raped from us. I want them back. And that's the revolution that I'm fighting for in America. You know, people say, you know, if you don't like America, leave. You got a problem, leave. No, you got it wrong. You leave. You're the people that are destroying America. I want the original. I want the real America. And you could have it too. Begin where you are. Start restoring your community. Start restoring your cities. Start restoring America. And if you want to join me, come to Kingston and we'll restore America together.
Now you can watch the Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet.
Oh, that was a great heartfelt rant.
More than 16 movies and documentaries. All in-
he did a great job with that. And he, if you see this, you see that Gerald is really emotional about that. It was very heartfelt. We want to get back to the heart of America. And you can see the heart of America in its founding document and the Declaration of Independence. That's when the principles were laid down. And you know, in government school, they always have us memorize, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights and life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They stop it at that point. They stop it. They don't want you to look at the rest of it. They don't have you memorize the rest of that opening paragraph there. They don't want you to hear the rest of that. Here's the rest of it. That to secure these rights that come from God, not from government, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed, and that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on those principles. That's what we're going to be talking to you about. We want to know what you are doing. Gerald just had a rallying call for people to get involved at the local level. Pay attention to what you're buying, who you're buying it from, but also get involved politically. There's so many different ways that you can do things, and we want to know, you are the resistance, so we want to know what you're going to do to resist this. So we've already got some people on the line. We've got Susan in Ohio. Susan, what are you going to do?
Hi. I just wanted to talk about what Gerald Valencia was saying about it being grassroots to take back the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this whole situation that happened in Hawthorne, California,
yes,
with Leon Rodsby getting unconstitutionally arrested because he was videotaping the police, and then also them slaying his dog, shooting it four times, and not even having the compassion to finish the job.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start a movement for that. I have an email address for the lieutenant, Lieutenant Swain, and I'm wanting people to send pictures of their dogs to the lieutenant and let him know. I want them to be respectful, but I want them to let him know that this is not okay. Officers
sure.
are here to protect us. They're not here to kill our companions. This dog lunged because an officer was grabbing the dog. It freaked him out.
Mm-hmm.
If you even touch one of their dogs, you get assault of an officer.
That's
if
right.
you kill one of their dogs,
that's right.
you get a felony. I mean, it's unbelievable, the hypocrisy.
That's right. Yeah, and don't touch them. Don't touch their dogs. And, you know, when you have someone who does something like that without any compassion, hang on, we'll be right back after the break, and we're going to talk to Susan from Ohio and get that email address. But it indicates something is fundamentally wrong with that officer, that he's not qualified for that job. And we're going to talk about that right after the break. Stay tuned.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex today. And we were just talking to a caller about this incident in California that was very troubling. And it's just another one of these incidences. This one was caught on video, and it's very disturbing to watch it because you watch this dog dying as the officer shoots it. But let's understand what we also talked about earlier in this show. We had a $6.5 million judgment against the police in one locality because they shot someone's son because he was holding a garden hose that had a nozzle on it that was L-shaped. I guess it looked like a gun. We had, just a week ago, we talked to someone whose daughter, 11-year-old daughter, who had autism, was wandering down the highway naked, obviously had no weapons on her, an 11-year-old girl, and the female officer tasered her, had her fall flat on the ground on her face. All of these are justified in the minds of the police based on the fact that they somehow felt threatened. Well, you know, if you feel threatened by an 11-year-old girl who doesn't have any clothes on, who's just walking alongside the road, this is not the job for you. We need to get people like that out of the police force. And if the police force won't purge people like that out of by itself, we need to get some citizens involved in some oversight. Who watches the watchers? Who keeps us safe from our public safety officers? Frankly, they're not concerned about anything but their own safety, and we see this over and over again. The dog was not threatening the officer, but of course, if the officer thinks he was being threatened, he can do anything he wishes. He's got carte blanche. What we have done is we've created a system that turns these people into not only bullies, but assassins, just shooting up the street. We saw this with Chris Dorner. They were looking for a rogue cop who was shooting officers. They got so scared they started shooting up people all over L.A. Forget the fact that they're looking for one black man. They shoot cars up that don't match the description of that car, and there are multiple women who are not black in cars. I mean, they don't, nothing about it matches the description of the person that they're looking for. Two females, not one male. White, not black. Car, different color, different kind of car. They just shoot it up, riddle it with bullets. And all that is justified because they're afraid. Well, you know what? If they're that fearful, they shouldn't be in the job. And one of the things I'm concerned about with this officer that shot the dog, one of the things you always hear about serial killers is that they start with abuse of animals. They have absolutely no compassion for animals. That's why they turn eventually into serial killers. Cops who don't have any compassion, who can shoot a dog like that, cops who don't have any compassion for their fellow man, who can taser little girls, those people should not be carrying badges. And it's one of the things that underscores the idea that we should not be giving a monopoly of force to our government. We should be retaining our rights to keep and bear arms as a counter to that. Because there's absolutely no counter to that at this point. Now, she had some information about the officer's email address, suggesting that people send him an email with pictures of their dogs or write a respectful note to him. We're not going to give that out on the air, but if you want to look on Twitter, that's where she found it. So maybe you can find that yourself. We'll go to our next caller here, TJ in Alabama. TJ, what have you got?
Hey, David, how are you today?
Doing good.
Hey, David, I was going to talk about helicopters, but let me touch back on the incident yesterday with the dog. Who's watching the watchers?
Mm-hmm.
In the old United States, it used to be the press.
That's right.
But if you'll notice, nobody, if it bleeds, it leads. That's what they used to say.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'll notice, I watched all the mainstream media last night. No one covered the story.
Really?
No one.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hang on, TJ. We're going to come back to you right after the break. We're going to be taking other people's calls. We want to find out what you're going to do to resist the tyranny that we see rising in America. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.